and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio. Warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. I'm Brian Moonen. And I'm here sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. Today, I have a special guest. We have Jennifer Velasquez today from gospelwellness.com. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to Truth Dealer Radio.
Hi. Thanks, Brian, for having me on. I'm glad to be here. I've been, you know, watching your content for quite some time, so it's good to be on with you today.
Praise God. I was hoping you could give my viewers and my listeners a little bit of your testimony, your background, and what your mission is and how you got into starting gospelwellness.com.
Sure. So I started out, I was an ER nurse and then in pharmaceutical sales for a long time. And so just with my clinical background and seeing that no one ever got well, you know, people would continue to come in with chronic diseases and, you know, we'd give them a quick fix, but then they'd be back in 2 weeks and you just see people getting worse and worse. And, you know, there was never anybody that you saw getting better with any sort of chronic disease. And then I got into big pharma and I sold drugs for everything in the primary care market, and then was, you know, promoted and started selling more specialty drugs like infusions and injections that were immunosuppressants. And as I delved in and really researched those, I figured out that they were only harming people and causing people to die from, you know, really bad infections or things like cancer. And so the last drug that I sold was a drug for multiple sclerosis. And I ended up leaving Big Pharma and knowing that if, you know, I ever got that diagnosis, that what I was selling would not be an option for myself. And so I left that field and started just looking into more things and really started following politics and seeing how no matter what side it was, you know, like something isn't right. And then, you know, it just led me to more and more truth of what was actually going on, and actually led me to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he saved me. You know, all praise to him. But, you know, finding out how scary the world is and everything, you know, just kind of, you know, was how God opened my eyes. And a little while after that, my mom actually got diagnosed with MS and was told she would never stand and walk again, that her whole balance center of her brain was destroyed. And, you know, they were trying to just pump her full of the medication like what I had sold. And I told mom, I said, you cannot take this. You know, I believe this to be poison. This is why I left, you know, a high paying job, without knowing what I was going to do next. And so, I started researching and, figured out that, a lot of autoimmune diseases and, you know, things like MS were actually caused by parasitic infections. And so, we started deworming my mom with, livestock dewormers, and, I started looking into different herbal things and really just, you know, prayed and sought the Lord for, you know, a way to help my mom. And I felt like we were going to be able to, you know, my mom was going to get better, and then it was going to be a testimony to be able to help others. And so about 6 weeks into my mom's detox journey, she started standing up, and 2 months into it, she started walking. And by that testimonial, I started helping other people. And so I actually started a ministry. It was called Gospel Girls Health Ministry. And, you know, we just started helping people and, you know, anyone that would listen to us. And we just saw so many people getting better, no matter what they were suffering from. And then I ended up helping a man who has, you know, a lot of financial resources in my community. And who had been everywhere, even all the, you know, alternative places that cost a fortune to go, and no one had really been able to help him. He suffers from pulmonary fibrosis, which, you know, there is no good treatment. He was on a drug kind of like the immunosuppressants for multiple sclerosis that I was talking about earlier that act like chemo on the body. And so, you know, I just, you know, showed him all the warnings of this is what this medication is actually doing. And, you know, what we do is try to build the body back up through herbal things. And so he had had a chronic cough for about 10 to 15 years. That was really, really bad. I mean, he couldn't even like hold a minor conversation without, you know, severely coughing. And within 1 week of him, you know, taking our basic wellness stuff, his chronic cough completely went away. And he was shocked. You know, he was like, why has no doctor ever told me about this? And I said, well, the fact is they don't know. And also, the bottle costs $20 and lasts a couple of months, you know, so there's no money to be made on it. And so the Lord had provided for me in a different way to be able to be outside of, you know, making a profit off of what I was doing. And so, you know, I've never been compensated in 4 years of, you know, doing this. And to have the mindset to be able to put people over profit is how I've been able to, you know, find the things that I have and, you know, this way to help people in a natural way that eliminates all the red tape. You know, there were so many headaches as a drug rep. You would see like, oh, well, insurance won't approve it. You know, we're waiting on the, you know, doctor to call in the prescription or, you know, just all the delays and, you know, everything. And then, you know, when you start on a lot of pharmaceuticals as well, because they can cause liver damage, they're like, you have to get your liver checked and, you know, all this stuff. And everything that we use actually works to, you know, lower the liver enzymes because it's helping decrease the body's load. And so nothing that we do has any risk like that and really works to get to the, you know, root cause. And so that man that I was talking about, he said, you know, he really has a large platform and really wanted to, you know, help spread this awareness. So we did a big seminar at their company and really got a lot of people that came to that seminar. We maxed out the venue at 150 people. And we just got so many great testimonials at the 90-day mark after that. So, you know, really it takes people, like his cough went away within a week, but it really takes, you know, 90 days to really see a good change. That's how long it takes to have a physiological change in the body and 6 months for a permanent change. So, you know, detox programs and all this, they, you know, go for a long time. And as toxic as our environment is, we're always going to need to be taking something to protect ourselves. He helped me turn, you know, what we were doing into a business and, you know, really, you know, backed us financially to be able to grow. And now his daughter actually is the owner of Gospel Wellness, and she has really brought in a lot of technology and resources and really, you know, done our website and done everything to really help us grow. And so it's just been, you know, kind of crazy. I helped her with her mental health. And she was on, you know, antidepressants and anxiety medicine and everything. And so we attacked that from a natural standpoint. And, you know, just anytime I have anyone that has struggling any way, you know, mentally or emotionally, you know, I point them to Jesus and, you know, to the Bible and let them know, like, that's definitely the best way to fight any battle. But we do have things that, you know, work in a natural way that don't have any harm to the body and actually provide benefits because they're, you know, all antioxidants or vitamins and things like that. So, she saw the benefit with her own health and, you know, really wanted to be a part of it. And so when she came on board, we really started to, you know, grow with the, you know, technology. Back before I had her, I was handwriting everyone's care plans and, you know, really not on the computer at all. So, that's really, you know, helped us. And so we have a good team and we just continue to, you know, truck along with whatever the Lord puts in front of us to do.
Praise God. And, you know, there's a lot of times I wanted to jump in there and say, praise God. I'm getting better about letting my guests talk. People have told me, zip it, you know, so I'm letting you go. So we learned a lot right there. You guys are, you're growing, you're getting established. And that's why I was excited about having you on. Now, we have kind of an interesting story about how we met. It was an answer to prayer. My wife has been having some health issues, I'll just say. And so I would appreciate prayer for her. But right at the time, we had been praying for some kind of wisdom or someone to talk to about it, because, you know, we're not going to go to the white coat priests of Baal, I call them, or whatever you want to call them. Not now, not anymore. Sorry. Take note right here. Okay. We're not doing that anymore. Okay. Hook you up to some remdesivir or something. So we had been praying about that because it's something that, you know, she was able to deal with, but it was getting progressively worse. So we were crying out to the Lord about it on a constant basis. Jennifer, you kind of wrote me out of the blue, you know, like the timing was perfect. So if you want to tell that story, that's fine. But it was a miracle to us, you know, in the way God, I didn't realize it, but Jennifer had been watching my videos, and I'll let you talk about how you met us.
Sure. So, you know, a lot of my research into, you know, all the health stuff is, you know, all the new age deception that's going on. And, you know, so that's been a part of my journey too, as like a Christian truther. And, you know, when you start on that journey, you know, there's so much, you know, deception out there and everything. And so, I have watched a lot of your videos, and particularly like your inner healing series that you did. And I've shared that with so many people, because a lot of people that are sent to me are from ministries and, you know, that do all the deliverance and, you know, like, got to go back and, you know, renounce this and, you know, all that. And, you know, I knew that, you know, that was false. And, you know, I try to, you know, coach people in a different way there, but I've used those inner healing videos. And so, you know, I've watched a lot of your content, like I said, and one night in the middle of the night, my TV was on and I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was the one about, where you're talking about new age and all of the, you know, detoxing and, you know, all the stuff about how it's new age and, you know, beware of that. And I couldn't even go back to sleep. I was like, oh no, like, you know. And so, that's whenever I reached out to you and said, you know, hey, I've been watching your content for a while. You know, and I believe in, you know, this whole new age deception and everything, but I am able to help people and I have seen real results. And, you know, I do believe that I'm, you know, being led by the Lord in this completely. And so I wanted your take on it. And then, you know, that's whenever we, you know, kind of started communicating back and forth. And so that's
amen. And I just want to say thank you, because Jennifer gave, as a donation, like she gave us a free consultation with my wife, and my wife has been getting better and progressively better. Like she said, it takes a long time with certain issues, but she has been getting better. So I praise the Lord. And we keep praying that it keeps going in that direction. So, but yeah, we have no problem with detoxing and anything that's natural. God created everything. This is the awesome thing about the Bible, is that the Lord tells us that he made everything for our good and for our service. It says the service of man, herbs and everything like that. So when you think about, and you service your car, you're it's upkeep. You're keeping it healthy. You're keeping it going right the way it's supposed to go. Now, those things are there. They're made by God. Most people don't understand. And one of the things I want to talk about with you is the general population, and even most Christians, I would say, right now, that they don't understand that. They think medicine, they think science, hospitals, companies, prescriptions, things you can't get, you know, without insurance and prescriptions and, like I said, white-coated priesthoods. And, okay, they don't understand that the companies that you used to work for before you got saved by God's glory, they are getting these substances by copying what's in God's creation. Most people don't know that. When they get this miracle drug or this thing that they want to give somebody that's going to cancel some something going on in their system, that pharmaceutical is not the same as what's in nature, but they take what is in God's creation, then they copy it. But what they do is they defile it, and it always ends up harming. Because I believe, just like with the shots, when you're messing with people's DNA, RNA, God's creation, it's going to be defiled. When you have the perfectly good substance that can be grown or harvested some other way and naturally taken, that is perfectly fine, but you can't get the profit out of that. So what they do is they make some twisted version and copyright it, and basically so they can make billions of dollars off of it. They don't care if it hurts anybody, really. That's my opinion from watching what they do.
I think a lot of times
Pfizer was like convicted of the most fraud, right? They had to pay, like, I don't remember how many billions that they got caught. And it's just a vicious cycle that they keep you on. And then you take this to fix this, and then you get this side effect. Now you have to take that to fix that, to fix that. You're never off their train. And so what I love about, and like I said, you were watching the videos when I was warning about the New Age version of all this healing stuff. It's more like the, when they put their spiritual twist on it from the Eastern side, they tell you that you can, like, heal yourself. That's not exactly the way that I'm looking at the way God's word says. God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? And the Bible says, I'm just going to read it real quick here. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. So that is a literal relationship between fearing the Lord, reverencing the Lord, acknowledging him in all your ways, and literal physical health, because the wages of sin is death. That's a physical, literal meaning attached also with spiritual death. But we're all born sinners. We're all separated from God. You must be born again. But what I'm talking about is that fear of the Lord translates to wisdom. The wisdom about God's creation teaches you it's all there. God gave us what we need. We have to just do a little digging and find it, because they hide these things from us. And, you know, it's like the stuff with the quercetin and the zinc. I mean, quercetin is in grapefruits. For years, we were hearing all of our family members taking chemo, don't eat grapefruit with this. And we're like, what's that all about? Grapefruit's like really healthy and stuff. And then you find out later on, because if you eat the grapefruit, it'll like quadruple the effect of the poison, because it's like helping your cells to like enhance and absorb the, I don't know, the all the science behind it, but we learned about it once, and then it goes in one, you know, I kind of forget, but it was like ridiculous. It's like, well, why don't you just have them eat grapefruit and a bunch of other healthy stuff? It's just crazy what they do, but we're blessed. And that's why I want to share your ministry with everyone, because you can really help them change their lives for the better by God's grace with just some small changes in direction of how we think about, like I said, the health does not come from a bottle. You can get things in a bottle that are healthy, like supplements, but they don't come from a lab, I should say. They don't come from a prescription all the time. They can be natural, God-given substances that he gave us to help us, because he knew, it's interesting, isn't it, that he made all these herbs and things and flowers and substances. When he made the world was perfect. It was good, but he knew there would be sin coming in, and he knew that those things would be like antidotes and helps to us. So he made all those things for our benefit. Amen.
Exactly. And he knew that, you know, we were going to be poisoned in our environment and all the waste there, our food and our water and the air and, you know, everything. And, you know, like you said, he told us, you know, I've given you everything that you need. And, you know, it really is so simple. And honestly, you know, and going through this with my mom and, you know, all of that in the beginning, and then just seeing like all the things that people have been able to heal from, is just pretty mind-blowing at our simple approach, you know. But it's like the Apostle Paul, whenever he said, you know, I'm afraid you've been taken away from the simplicity that's in Christ. You know, the gospel is so simple, and, you know, you just need a childlike faith. And, you know, churches and everything just overcomplicate that and still put it back on you in, you know, a works-based way, which is kind of the same thing, you know, with health. Is, you know, people are afraid not to go to the doctor. People are afraid, you know, I get this test result and now, you know, I have this and I'm never going to get better. And, you know, there's nothing that can help me get better. And that's what they hear, you know, is, you know, lies from Satan and, you know, from the doctors. But, you know, when people are like, well, how can this be, you know, like, how can, you know, all the doctors be, you know, so deceived? And it's because they've, you know, only learn what's in their textbooks and who wrote their textbooks. You know, when I was, you know, a trained professional to go in and, you know, educate the doctors about the drugs that I sold. And, you know, with all the studies and, you know, with all the little pamphlets with a fake patient on there, you know, like, this is Albert and, you know, he has diabetes and these medicines, you know, work for this and that. And, you know, now we have like, you know, real patient testimonials with what we do. You know, on our YouTube page, we have some testimonial videos. We have far more testimonials than we have videos of, but, you know, it's just,
amen. And don't forget too, pharmaceuticals, the word pharmakia is the same word in the New Testament for sorcery and witchcraft. That is not like just an accident or like a coincidence or whatever. You see these people that get hooked on these things and they get all these totally demonic side effects and mental problems. I would call it, you know, they're spiritual problems, but whatever you want to, how you want to phrase that. But moving on, sister, I wanted to ask you about, being that it happens to be flu season right now, of course, it doesn't matter when you're watching this video. We're in the 24/7, 12 month flu cycle now, according to the world, because of the scary sniffles and COVID and everything. But what can we do? What should Christians be aware of, especially that can be helpful really to prevent getting sick, even whether it's the flu or anything else? And I know the big thing we learned about this year, my household, is vitamin D3. Even without taking the other stuff, just the vitamin D levels can kind of, like a shield, kind of keep away a lot of things just on its own. And you really can't take too much of that. But what else, you know, what would you say about that for just some basic quick advice?
So we have a lot of supplement blends. We have one that has, you know, D3, quercetin, zinc, and, you know, all of NAC, you know, all in one blend that works very well for respiratory symptoms, whether they're acute or chronic. It's a little more expensive, you know, anytime you get a blend, they're more expensive, but, that works very well. NAC, I believe, is the most important supplement that we could be on. So it increases our body's production of glutathione, which helps, you know, is the number one way for our body to be able to detox. Just taking NAC, puts you at a 50 to 75% less risk of catching something like the flu or the C word or, you know, anything like that. And so, you know, that's very important. We have a basic wellness protocol that we use, pretty much on anyone that comes to us. And it's, you know, three different supplements, NAC being one of them. One of the other ones in that is something called berberine. So berberine is a natural, you know, antiviral, antiparasitic, antibacterial, anti-yeast. So, you know, anytime you get something like, which, let me preface this with, I'm not a doctor, this is not health advice, you know, all that disclaimer. You know, we have, when it comes to the berberine, it works, in so many ways to help heart health, gut health, you know, pretty much anything that is going wrong. In, you know, when COVID came out, and, you know, they were studying all these different things. Ivermectin and berberine were the only two that worked, even in that last inflammatory phase of COVID. You know, the cytokine, you know, hyperactivity reaction where, you know, the body really starts to get in a hyperimmune state. You know, I started really researching berberine back in early 2020 and figured out this is great for, you know, my mom, you know, with MS. This is great for me with, you know, Crohn's disease. This is great for, you know, all the different things. So while it worked for COVID, really started waking me up to realize no matter what it is that's going on, whether it's COVID, cancer, you know, autoimmune, like that all disease is a buildup of our body of, you know, multiple co-infections and environmental toxins. And so when you get something like the flu, it is because your body is past its threshold. So you've come into contact with something and your body is just, you know, overloaded with toxins and infections. And so by keeping your body, you know, detox in a gentle way, like what we do, you'll find that you get sick less and less. One of our testimonial videos is a guy who was on 3 blood pressure prescriptions. And anyway, he talked about how he's off those and he's doing great. But once he noticed that he wasn't getting sick anymore, he started his whole family on our basic wellness. And, you know, that they always would get down with things like, you know, the flu or, you know, the crud, you know, once or twice a year. And that, you know, since they started doing that, none of them had gotten sick. And so, you know, taking that preventive approach, vitamin D is great. The best way for us to absorb vitamin D is actually to, you know, have no glasses or contact lenses, no sunglasses, get out in the sun, let the sun penetrate your eyes, is a really good way to get vitamin D. You know, from the sunlight, and then also eating like farm fresh eggs are a great source of vitamin D. So anything, you know, in your diet that you can add, if people, you know, can't even, you know, don't have extra money in their budget to spend on supplements, there are even simple things that you can do like that, that can help as well.
Amen. And Jennifer is not telling you to go stare at the sun, just to be clear, but what about colloidal silver and chlorine dioxide? We have been learning about those and introducing those here and there whenever we want to, really. But it's something that I, not a doctor, not me, but I have recommended to people, maybe you want to get some of this stuff and have it on hand because, I mean, in the old days, as I have read about in history, colloidal silver was used for a lot of things. And now it's like nobody even knows what it is because the Rockefellers, because the Rockefellers took over and, that's the whole nother story, but what do you know about those things, sister?
So with colloidal silver, we use that. We actually have a colloidal silver maker and, you know, make it ourselves. It's very beneficial for, you know, from wounds to, you know, things like strep throat, you know, different types of infections. And, you know, you can actually even nebulize it to help with respiratory health. I mean, there's just so many overall uses for it, and it is cheap. If you get a maker and make it yourself, I mean, it costs pennies per batch, you know.
Yes.
So that's something to, you know, to look into. You know, we don't know, you know, what the future holds or, you know, if what's going to happen, but definitely, you know, having something like that on hand, even a way to make it yourself is a great idea. Because when we, you know, don't have anything left or, you know, don't have a way to, you know, source things like, you know, all these supplements and everything, I think that, you know, those things are great to have on hand as well. But yeah, you can even like just for overall immune support, I, you know, have a little bottle of it and put a dropper in, you know, my water and, you know, drink that, you know, once or twice a day. And then if you start to feel bad, you know, even things like urinary tract infections and whatnot, colloidal silver is a very good killer of, you know, all bad things. But they do have, there's a fear. And whenever you go and you search online, it's like, oh, that's putting this, you know, bad stuff in your body and you don't need to drink that. And, you know, they really, some people even say like you can turn blue and permanently be blue like a Smurf if you take colloidal silver. I mean, they put all this fear, you know.
Yeah, I think the guy that was on Oprah or something that turned blue, I think he probably drank a couple gallons of it. I mean, let's be real, you know, you can kill yourself by drinking too much water too. So don't be for ridiculous. Sure. Yeah, you're talking about with this stuff, you use a minute amount of it. It goes into your bloodstream and basically finds bad things and just wipes it out, which I think it's a miracle, really. We're running out of a little bit of time here, sister, but I do wanted to ask you really quickly, as far as the NAC, I think that I've heard it mentioned. I can't pronounce the full name of that, but it's NAC. And that can help with a little bit of the detoxing from the pollution in the air that's being sprayed by the ton every day, I think, by those giant planes that are way up.
So, like I said, it is the best way for your body to detox. You know, I mean, it's very cheap, very effective. A lot of people use glutathione instead, you know, of NAC, but whenever we just take glutathione, it doesn't, you know, our body can't utilize it as much. But what NAC does is make your body make more of its own glutathione, and it will help get rid of a lot of those toxic chemicals and everything. One other thing that we use that is pretty cost effective as well is something called zeolite. The one we use is called ACZ spray, and you can just, you know, shake up the bottle, spray six sprays in your mouth, you know, twice a day. So less than 30 seconds a day, and it can really, you know, keep you safe from all those toxic chemicals as well.
Okay. What was that one called again?
It's called zeolite, Zeolite.
Okay. Okay. Again, in Proverbs 1, we have verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So when you reject the Lord's wisdom and his cures and his creation, you know, you're really telling him, you don't know what you're doing. You made this world, and I need drugs from a company, from a factory to stay alive and everything. When deep down, you know in your heart, that's not true. You know that medicine can be coming from food. Because this is the way everything always used to be. Grandma would make you some chicken soup or give you a little tincture or give you some little makeup, a poultice, and grind up some things and put something on your wound and draw out some infection out of your, you know, I'm sorry, that's kind of gross, but these are the things everybody knew how to do before. And it was all things that you had on hand in your pantry or in your property. And we need to get back to that knowledge and give God the glory for it. Because as Jennifer said, you know, the time is coming when you're not going to go on Amazon and be able to order anything. You know, that's coming, especially if you're not going to take the mark. So we're going to need to learn some of these old school, really Bible ways of how to live in this fallen environment with the knowledge that the world is still full of God's goodness. The world is still full of these amazing, miraculous things that God created to help us, to protect us, to help us get by and get through. And it really, the more and more and more you learn about stuff like this, it's like a joy to learn about, because there's so many things that make you go, wow, that's so cool, you know. And I will never be able to stop learning about this stuff, because it'll just never end. There's so much nobody knows at all except God. But the things are out there. And we heard, we talked one time, I just want to quickly say, there was a Navy soldier that was in the Seabees that he told us that when they were in their training, they taught them that anywhere where you get a poison in the jungle, within 10 feet of that poison somewhere is the cure to that poison growing naturally in that within 10 feet. So you have just enough to crawl over and find it if you know what you're looking for. And by God's grace, I mean, that is like, that's a beautiful testimony of God's mercy. But I just want to thank you for coming on, sister, and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, please.
You can go to gospelwellness.com and fill out our contact us page. There's a way you can, you know, schedule and book your consult directly. You can call us at 806-642-6682 as well. You can call or text that number, and we would love to help you start on your wellness journey and, you know, find out about these natural things that can really work and help.
Amen. This is one of my favorite shows I've ever done, because it's all totally good, positive news. And for the time being, people aren't canceling. We've got to find out about these things. Get them in your house before they, you know, start to censor and cancel. And so this is why we got the time, the window right now, by God's grace. Thank you so much for coming on, Jennifer. God bless you.
Brian, God bless you too. And Pam, hope y'all have a great week. And
thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for watching. God bless. Be strong in the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Truth Dealer Radio.
No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus, some folks out there just might be listening.
The time is short, and the Lord commands us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. KJV Prepper Christian Apparel brings the eternal living light of truth into this fallen world of sin. All designs are original, and all apparel is printed in beautiful upstate New York. Join in the battle for truth. Visit KJVPrepper.com for Christian apparel worn to warn.
Hi, this is Brian Moonen, the host and producer of Truth Dealer Radio. Have you heard of FeedSpot? Recently, Truth Dealer Radio placed in the top five in the FeedSpot list 80 best doctrine podcasts. Quote, the best doctrine podcasts from thousands of podcasts on the web and ranked by traffic, social media followers, and freshness. End quote. Again, recently, Truth Dealer Radio was ranked number 4. That would put us in the top 5. We praise God for that because we're trying to reach as many souls as we can with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to thank God and thank our listeners for tuning in. And thanks to the team over at FeedSpot who have compiled the top 80 Doctrine Podcasts blog site. And thank all those who support Truth Dealer Radio, because we are listener supported. By God's grace, this podcast is bearing fruit for God's glory. So please keep listening and keep sharing our shows and our videos on Rumble and check us out on FeedSpot, blog.feedspot.com/doctrine_podcasts/.
Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com.
Did you know that Big Apple Music has been in business for over 40 years? They have a great selection of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, digital pianos, and much more. Did you also know that they offer music lessons right here locally, and they rent instruments? Their experienced staff can also repair instruments and sound systems. Located on Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, and Saturday, 9 to 6. That's Big Apple Music, Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford.